Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, Marchand finds Pastrnak. Back to Marchand, to Pastrnak, to Bergeron. He scores! Patrice Bergeron! And the Bruins are up 1-0!
Cultural change is hard.
It's Bergeron! It's Bergeron! Hey,
broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and safe,
tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful. Be careful. Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Journalism Standard, Greg Hill.
White t-shirt. I'm going to wear the white t-shirt.
Oh, there we go. No, talk no. About intimidating.
I must break you.
It used to fit. I mean,
you took like a bar rag t-shirt and jammed it in your Louis Vuitton bag.
It was a polo. Thank you very much.
How old was it?
I don't know how old it was. I'm frugal.
Dingy. Cheap.
Cheap, 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 cheap.
Get some bleach, guy.
I don't waste a lot of money on clothing.
Obviously.
Featuring resident know-it-all, Danielle Murr.
Like Lincoln, they'll be loaded up at 10 a.m. this morning.
I am camped out outside Lincoln waiting for the first table. Like when I saw Zooidist channel at the Cacharella Music Festival.
Why is this music so loud?
You can get a table that is perpendicular to the bar.
This qualifies as a meal and leftovers for all of us.
Joined by
they jello for us.
Wiggy.
The coronavirus imposter and Tasha.
Oh, yep. Wiggy, you got an extra day. Pull your head out of his ass.
I
can't give a guy a compliment.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, but I did that.
It's done. You don't have to do it anymore.
No, but that was.
I want another extra day, Daniel.
But that was. I still need two more extra days.
And behind the glass, the nation's two most annoying button pushers and professional staplers, Ken and Curtis.
The Eagles to draft him. Where are you getting this intel?
Go ahead. Look it up.
Just
type in. Type in Eagles Sony Michel into the Google machine. Actually, type in Lemon Party yourself, Ken. Go to there. Okay.
He's a wonderful man.
Please be more courteous to the Tweedles in the other room, please. That's what I would like from you, Nick.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
I'm tired of everyone's baloney.
You're going to get a COVID?
How many have got the Godova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Please don't share food.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Greg, what is up, man?
How are you, Wiggy?
I am good.
Danielle, how are you?
I'm good. How was your golf outing yesterday?
It was great. It was socially distanced golf, golf tournament in Scituate. At the beautiful Scituate Country Club on the ocean.
Very nice.
And the weather was great. The weather was great.
Yeah, it was good
little,
weather.
It was a little warm. I mean, is that was that your concern, Ken?
It's like
it was
110 out there.
Yeah, but that eliminates the virus. When you have the ultraviolet light, you don't have
it
any.
That does do that.
I did share a golf cart with another participant.
I hope you guys will wear a mask.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. You're getting your golf privileges yanked.
No, I think you are.
No, the governor's on the hotline.
That was rolled back.
Yes.
I did not touch the stick at any point during the round.
I would hope not.
La, 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 la. Can't hear you.
Hands on your own stick.
Yeah. No, there was no flag stick touching during the round of golf at Scituate yesterday. So, good time. Had by all.
Nice.
Thank you for asking.
Nice.
Use a wrestling term. He is great on the stick.
The only
thank you, Dale.
The only part of it that
why would that be in wrestling?
The only part of it that was a little bit of a bummer was that it happened directly during the Boston Bruins game. So yeah, I had to stay focused on the game via the internets. But
good show prep.
I'm hoping that really somebody will address the elephant in the room when we get to our leads, and the individual amongst us who had zero faith in his Boston Bruins.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to like my lead.
Okay. All right. Well, if you would like to call and you'd like to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937 anytime this morning. We will get to the dumbest of the day in about 40 minutes at 6:45. And then for a Red Sox front office update, we will be joined by President Sam Kennedy at 8:30. Are they still playing, Ken?
Of course they're playing.
All right.
Yes. Sean McDonough's debut today.
I just wanted to check after last night if they were going to continue with the rest
of the
I think the Yankees are all getting coronavirus, so.
They're fine. I believe they're last of the league. Are they not currently?
J.D. Martinez, grand slam in the eighth.
All right.
Momentum.
are we now starting with the anything can happen in a shortened season talk here at
true.
WEEI?
Yeah, okay. I think that's what people are.
All right.
Well, they have more wins than the Cardinals, so.
Oh, yeah. They have more games played than the Cardinals.
Well, that's a different conversation, Greg. Okay. They have more wins, I can tell you that.
All right. And then for a little hockey talk, we'll be joined at 9 by Pierre Maguire. So
excellent.
We'll talk a little NHL playoff hockey with Pierre coming up at 9 on today's show.
This is The Leap.
Ken, you can never go wrong with the Doobie Brothers.
Right.
That's called that is called China Grove, right?
All right.
China.
I want one of two things from Wiggy. I would like Wiggy to say I'm wrong, or I would like him to say, Ken, you were right. Or rather, Ken, Greg, you were right. Mm-hmm. How dare you doubt the veteran presence of this Bruins team and consider that the round robin was going to factor in when it came to clutch playoff action that mattered. Come on, Wiggy.
Correct.
You were wrong or I was right. Which would take your pick?
Well, wait till I get to my lead. Go ahead. Continue, sir.
Which line overperformed yesterday when it came to expectations?
Line one.
Thank you.
Big-time players.
Yes.
They just have too much experience. This Carolina team can't match up with them.
You are right. You're absolutely right, Ken.
And
nothing to see here. Move along to the next round. That's what I say.
But it wasn't an amazing the universal chastising of the Bruins. Like we haven't seen this team for a decade. It was a couple preseason games basically, and people were bailing off the ship.
Look at the front runners who couldn't wait to declare that they were done, like Lou and others here at the station who said that there was absolutely no way they get through this first round. They look good. They look great yesterday. We will see what happens tonight, but they look good.
They won a game in double overtime, and you're like taking this victory lap like they're so much better.
They thoroughly outplayed them. They controlled that game.
They did, absolutely.
And Peter Mrazek is, if you didn't know any better, you would have just watched that game. You thought he threw the game, like had money on the Bruins for how bad he looked on the overtime goal. He was out of the net. It was incredible.
Yeah. No, it's great, and we'll see what happens tonight. All right, Curtis, what do you got?
Well, my man, Colin Cowherd, continues to be the voice of football reason in America. This is him yesterday with his prediction for your New England Patriots.
New England's 5-11. 8 opt-out players. Cam is sharing snaps. No preseason for Cam sharing snaps. No deep threat. No functioning tight end. Dante Scarnecchia, best O-line coach in 20 years, retires. I think we all know why New England will be 5-11.
There you have it. Chris Curtis, Colin Cowherd, the CCs all tell you that the New England Patriots will be 5-11. They have no deep threat. They have no wide receiver. They have no tight ends. They have no Dante Scarnecchia, and they have no chance to win the division this year.
So if they end up 6-10, will you admit that Belichick is a genius?
Nope, never.
That's like saying the Bruins dominated a team they took four periods to beat.
Well, they'll end up 10-6. Good quarterback and good coach.
Yeah, I agree with you, Wiggy. I think they're 9-7, 10-6 if everything goes well.
Yes. I will have to say this. I picked the Bruins to play the way that they played, and yes, again, I was right. No, I was wrong on this one.
All right.
And I didn't see this one coming, but all it does now, the way that they played, is make me say, okay, you now have to win a Stanley Cup.
Oh.
That is the expectation, because you guys were right. They just flipped the switch and turned it on. They were the far superior team. They outplayed Carolina. It shouldn't have been that close of a game. It should have been one of those games where they were clearly able to win 4-2, 5-2, something along those lines. But my expectations now of this team is that if you can just flip the switch like that, you were the best team in hockey 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago, however long ago that was, you should be able to win a Stanley Cup. You made it to Game 7 last year where you choked that one away. This is it. If you do not win this Stanley Cup this year, you are not only a major disappointment, but you are the biggest disappointment in Boston sports history as far as this team has put together. And you look at, they've won one Stanley Cup in the how many years since?
So if you take the last 10 years, 11 years, whatever it is.
Wiggy, wouldn't you say the 07 Patriots are the biggest disappointment?
No. I'm talking like
as a unit, as
this unit is put together, this core is the biggest disappointment, where they were only good. The same way we look at the big three with the Celtics, with Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett, where they only won one, and that's a huge disappointment. I feel this is probably even more of a disappointment, because you had the better talent for the past 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and you've only come away with one.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
I'm going to warn all of you out there who want to get aggressive with employees at businesses because of COVID restrictions. Don't do it, because you're going to ruin it for everybody. And I predict that the next thing we're going to see is not rollbacks because of the COVID, but rollbacks because of public safety, because of incidents like the one that happened at a Baton Rouge, Louisiana Chili's, where a 17-year-old hostess, was physically attacked by a group of 13 people who were mad that they couldn't all sit together because the limit is 6 at a table.
Get out of here.
I'm not kidding you at all.
A 17-year-old girl.
17-year-old girl.
Attacked by 13 people?
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with people?
She gave a statement to one of her local news stations, and she said, "The woman pushed me, and when she pushed me, all I knew was to push her back. That's when she and her daughters, they all came at me, and they're all grown women. They're like 20, 30, and the woman that pushed me looked like she was 40. So I'm just standing there, and they're beating on me."
Oh, blame the governors. It's all on their hands. I said it. The blood is on your hands. The reason why we're in this place is because you chose to shut everything down for Corona.
And, of course, there is an audio obscure reference on Chili's from The Office.
"I feel God in this Chili's tonight."
The Dundies, baby.
The first Dundies.
Why would you ever get violent at a Chili's?
Well, you really want some fajitas.
It's one of the most pleasant places on earth, as far as I'm concerned.
The 2 for $20?
Oh, bottomless chips and salsa? The greatest.
All right, well, former New England Patriot Matt Light stirred a little bit of controversy on this show the other day when he announced rather passionately that he does not wear a mask and that he does not know whether there is any science behind wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, not like the rest of us, Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods yesterday prohibited his deputies from wearing masks at work. His order, which also applies to visitors to the sheriff's office, carves out an exception for officers in some locations, including hospitals or those that are dealing with people who are high risk or suspected of having the novel coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the sheriff says No masks. You are not allowed to wear a mask at work.
Wow.
And here is a reaction from an unnamed area resident.
I don't know if I'm in a position to tell them what to do. I mean, I wear a mask via choice. So, but I don't know if I want to tell someone else what to do.
Isn't that kind of the way this goes, Wiggy?
Mm-hmm.
Is if you want to be courteous, then you wear a mask. Hey. And but we don't need every Karen, Ken, governor, mayor, elected official, board of health director to demand that people do something that they may not feel comfortable doing.
Here's the problem. For most people that are really stubborn about not wearing the masks because of a principle thing or they don't want to be sheep, whatever it is, you're not going to change their mind. So you getting up in their face in the grocery store with your camera videotaping or, you know, a local legislator coming up with a mandate, you are not going to change those people's minds. It's like everything here is a bell curve. You have the people that are extremists on one side. You have the people that are extremists on the other side. Then you have the rest of the population that's just kind of hanging out in the middle like, can we just get past this, guys? Can we stop?
But when like Matt Light. But
when this is over.
But like Matt Light, I like to deal in facts. Mm-hmm. And this was one of the leads I was thinking about doing, but I ended up, you know, going with my Bruins lead. The CDC, I don't know if you saw this. Avoid wearing Corona masks with vents, valves, and you know those type of masks. And it also they also said that when wearing a mask that is incorrectly wearing one, we know about the polo one. That one doesn't work.
Yeah, the fleece one, right?
The fleece one. When wearing a mask like that, or the ones you now see with the little valves on it, I don't know if you've seen the ones they look like. Yeah. I think they're like KN95s or something like that. The CDC is telling us those masks don't do anything for you. So you're probably better off wearing no masks.
Well, if you just wait 24 hours, they'll reverse themselves on that. So don't worry about it.
What if you spread butter on the mask? Should you spread margarine on the mask instead next week?
Both sound okay. Butter probably is better. Mm-hmm. All right. We got to get to Ken and what is trending this morning.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEI, brought to you by Shaw's. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can get 4 12-packs of Pepsi or Schweppes Seltzer for only $11 when you activate the digital coupon. Must buy 4 and limit 4 per customer. Should it be Karen's and Curtis's, by the way?
Oh.
Isn't that more appropriate?
Maybe it should be. Yeah.
Okay, let's change that.
Sounds
forward.
Better when I say Ken's, but all right. We'll alternate it.
Bergeron the star, double overtime, 113 in. Bruins win at 4-3 to take game one. Who gets the start in net tonight becomes the question.
Tuukka, that's it. If you don't go Tuukka, that's the dumbest thing ever. Why would you even run the risk of giving up a game? Ride Tuukka till the wheels fall off.
I would go with Lemlin tonight.
Even though it's back to back.
Yep.
The point is you're concerned about the wheels falling off, which could be a concern later in the playoffs.
No, but don't you put your best. So why not give Bergeron a rest? It's back to back.
It's a little different when it's a goaltender.
Why? Who do you think exerts more energy? Forwards, defenseman, or a goalie?
I don't think that game yesterday was real taxing on Tuukka. There was not a whole lot of sustained play in his end, so that's good.
Yeah,
maybe he could get it done, but your depth will be tested in this playoff round. And they do have another back-to-back next week if this goes six. But anyway, here's Bergeron talking about the win as the Bruins take game one.
Hey, Patrice, this was obviously the best game for your line out of the four. How confident were you guys coming into this game that you were able to make plays? Like you were able to tell.
Yeah, we're confident. You know, we're a confident group, confident line. I think you know, we got better as it went on. The Ron Robin, obviously, you want more. You want to keep getting better and taking the next step, especially when you know, we thought that tonight was a really important game. Obviously, you know, starting round one, so we had to put whatever was behind us in the past and you know, get some rhythm going, and I thought you know, Krejci's line and Corrali line, they had some they got some momentum for us. They got us going, and I thought we followed up.
Top lines matched up against each other and may kind of neutralize each other for the rest of the series. You never know, but for game one, at least some good high points for the Pasternak goal. Broke the Hillman jinx away. That was good to see.
No Hillman jinx on Pasta.
Nope. Great.
I think the guy should come back here between games and go to the North End with me for dinner at Aria.
And Kasha looked good.
And Kasha played good.
Kasha played great, too.
Really good.
The Corona kids.
Have you ever been to Aria?
No. Is it good?
I don't know. I've heard
How's Il Panino over there? Is that good?
Phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met Nick Verano?
I'd like a nice chicken
Do you know Lou?
Right now.
Which version of Nick Verano?
That would be, I know, would say fat Nick, but now skinny Nick.
I like both Nicks.
Yes.
Yes.
Canes coach Rod Brindamore fined $25,000 for comments about the officiating. He said the league's a joke, in my opinion, on these things.
Yeah, that was a hard. That was goalie. That should have been goalie interference. But
no,
come on, you can't hit the goalie's glove after he covered the puck up. Once you cover,
Wiggy's right about that.
Once you cover the puck
up, he didn't cover the puck.
Yeah, he did.
No, it was not set. He got it covered for like a couple seconds.
No, he had it covered. Once you
check the rule book.
Yeah, go check.
I like downstairs, Nick.
Celtics will play the Sixers in round one. Any concern about this series? Philly did take 3 of 4 in the regular season.
Now Ben Simmons is out.
Know.
You know, Kemba Walker looks like he's you know, healthier. So that's the biggest
thing. Best player on the court is Joel Embiid.
It doesn't matter.
They're resting all the starters tonight, correct?
Noon tip-off, probably.
Yeah. Oh, noon, yeah. Okay.
I could totally see that.
Yeah.
And Brad Stevens got the contract extension yesterday. The timing's a little bit odd.
Yeah, why? I don't get that
why,
one.
What's odd about the timing?
What has he done that he gets a contract extension?
What do you mean, what has he done?
What has he done?
They're ready to start the playoffs.
Obviously, Danny Ainge is happy with his performance. I mean, the guy
he's a really, really good coach when he has a lot of just average talent. He makes them, you know, when he's got the Jay Crowders, the Avery Bradleys, the Isaiah Thomas, he can do that. But what has he done? He's lost in 2 Eastern Conference Finals. He hasn't gotten to an NBA final.
I mean, he got to 2 Eastern Conference Finals with the guys that he had. Yes.
Yeah, he's had a pretty solid team, and he hasn't been able to. Can you get to an NBA Finals?
Okay, so what, you want him to wait till the end of the season and then ax him if they don't win it all?
He still had 2 years left. Why are you pulling the...
Because they have confidence in the guy. They like the guy.
Yeah, well, listen, it was 2 years too early.
I agree with Wiggy on that one. Sean McDonough makes his return to the Sox booth this afternoon. 4:30 for pregame. 4:30 first pitch. 3:30 pregame on the Shaw's at Star Market. WEI Red Sox Radio Network. And the Patriots had their first on-field practices in helmets. And I believe Curtis's guy Hoyer got the first snaps of unofficial.
What does that mean?
Practice.
What does that mean? Anything?
My sources say he's outplaying Cam Newton.
So how many total snaps were there? Do we need?
I don't know. 63.
Okay. That's what we need to know.
Breakdown percentage.
We need a snap breakdown. We need to break down the snaps.
No pads. Wait till next week when pads get on. Then
do
you
they
break
let
down
you
the snap.
Watch it? Like seeing that
they had
fan,
a live stream, but
fan, yeah, seeing that fans can't go. Do they at least, you know, some cameras there so you can watch practice?
They shut it off at some point. They showed like the first 20 minutes.
Oh.
But it's getting there. We're getting there. A couple
were
weeks.
Were they filming it from the press box?
Nice. Well, you got to get a text from a craft. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, Wiggy, a texter says that your comments at the start of the show this morning show your ignorance.
What's that?
That's every day.
You're blaming the governors because a 17-year-old girl who works at a Chili's was attacked by an angry mob who wanted to be seated together.
Yeah, why is the mob angry?
Well, I don't know, but the mob, just because the mob is angry.
I'm not saying it's right. That's the difference. I didn't say it was right, but why are we in this position? Where? What did I say come day one? There'll be violence. Right? And generally why? Because look what you did. You shut the world down. You basically tell people they can't do. What do you think people are going to do? They're going to get frustrated. They're going to get annoyed. And then they're going to get out of pocket.
Sounds like a great name for a new Liam Neeson movie, doesn't it? There'll Be Violence.
Yeah, I like that.
They should do like a Liam Neeson film about he's stuck in quarantine. He has to go rescue his daughter somewhere.
Yes, that would be
he has to go rescue his daughter from quarantine.
He's from Chili's.
She's a hostess at Chili's.
Right.
Yeah.
She's been locked in the mall.
There's a story in the news today about a similar aged employee at Sesame Place.
Oh, this is awful.
Whose jaw was broken?
Yeah,
because he had to tell somebody to put a mask on.
He told a couple to put a mask. He asked them to put a mask on, as is the mandate at Sesame Place, the theme park in Pennsylvania. So the couple ignores him. He then runs into them a second time and says, "Hey, please, can you put your masks on?" He gets punched by the guy and the woman in the face.
And the woman.
And they broke the kid's jaw.
People have lost their minds.
He's working a part-time summer job
That's
at
it.
Sesame Place.
Yeah.
And you get assaulted?
Yeah.
When the rule at Sesame Place is to wear your mask, you don't want to wear your mask, don't go to Sesame Place.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Don't, if you don't want to wear the mask, don't go to the place. Have you ever taken your daughter to Sesame Place, Ken?
I don't know where that is.
It's down in Pennsylvania.
It's a big state. I don't know where that is.
When Brees and Julia were little, we made a road trip down.
Really?
There.
So yeah. It's just Langhorne, like
it's an amusement park. Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. It's a Sesame themed amusement park.
Oh, okay.
And there are several opportunities. I would say, not trying to be unfair, but several opportunities to catch the virus if you were to go there.
Which virus?
it's almost in Jersey. That is way east.
Yeah.
What about ringworm?
I thought it would have been in Happy Valley.
If you go there, you're definitely leaving with some kind of a virus.
Right. Shingles.
No, shingles. I don't think the age of the people there, you could contract the shingles. But I don't know. I was wondering, do you think at my age I had to get the shingles shot? I mean, I'm 53. What age are you supposed to start?
I think it's like 60.
Okay. All right,
it might be funny if you got shingles for the radio. I know it's painful.
Would I have to quarantine, do the show from home?
You'd be so miserable.
Because shingles, can you spread shingles?
It's like chicken pox. I think it's essentially the same virus as chicken pox, except when you're older they call it shingles.
Yeah.
I think.
But are you more likely to get the shingles if you had the chicken pox, or is it the other way around?
I think it's the other way around.
I think if you had chicken pox, I don't know. I'm not an epidemiologist.
Dr.
Like Boney
will be
Boney.
Joining us on this.
Yeah, when is he coming on?
He'll
here?
Be
yes,
in studio.
Eradicated.
Well, there are some people that have gotten the chicken pox and still gotten shingles.
Yeah, it can re-add the virus after laying dormant for many years.
I knew it.
Can
I knew reactivate. I knew the word dormant was going to be in there. Yep.
No. Yeah.
The shingles, it's still changing. You know, we don't really know about the shingles yet.
I've said it 57 times. It's smallpox and rinderpest.
It's interferon and dacarbazine.
Here's a text that says the kid at Sesame Place should have been minding his own business. You see how people are?
See, that attitude is going to get you nowhere. Mind your own business. Yeah. He works there, you donkey. The frig.
But honestly.
But that's the problem when you say you stop putting stuff into people's hands about telling people they can't wear masks. Poor kid's making $12 an hour. Just listen. Just, you know what? If you don't, let somebody else tell them to put a mask on.
This is our country's greatest weakness. My guy Gottlieb brought this up over the weekend. Some country somewhere sees how poorly the nation has handled a pandemic. Mm-hmm. They are going to use this tactically as warfare in the future because the whole country just goes to hell.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I'll tell you.
You're saying in the future? I'm pretty sure it was used this time.
Right. Do you and Dale wake up and the sun is shining and you start to panic about a thunderstorm that is good?
Well, you're telling the story of violence. What you brought it up.
So we're putting ourselves at risk for some kind of an attack because some people aren't wearing masks?
Because the country cannot handle rules and people telling
them
what to
like
do.
Other countries.
They're going to exploit us.
We should be like other countries where they come in your house and they rip you out and throw you in a cage to make sure you can't go nowhere. That's their lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody else notice how rich it is for Ken, Mr. Law and Order, who encouraged and was fully approving of people getting together en masse and chucking things into storefronts on Newbury Street?
Well said.
I don't know if that was his exact phrasing.
I don't think
yes.
He was.
Tacit approval.
Nobody knows what you just said.
Okay, we had mass demonstrations in Boston, Ken. You were fully on board with people who were getting together, masks or no masks, and destroying businesses.
That's not true. I never advocated destroying businesses.
You said
nobody
this is just
did.
The likely occurrence when people are, you
I
know,
did
fed
not
up.
Pull the tape.
And how's it usually happen, right? Because the government is doing something that they shouldn't be doing, mm-hmm. which they probably shouldn't have locked everything down and made their homes cages and say, you can't go anywhere, you can't do this, you can't do that. What do they think? That's why I said it's on the governor's hands all over these states. You locked it down, and what do you think people are going to do?
So if you see your neighbors sharing a meal in their home mm-hmm. with their kid, mm-hmm. would it be okay to be violent when it comes to that, since the DPH, the Department of Public Health in Boston, has said no meal sharing?
Please don't share food, drinks, or utensils with anyone.
Like it's madness. And what do they expect? Well, like mm-hmm. I said, the blood's on their hands, not ours.
All right. Well, we're going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up in a moment. Do you want to talk to Scott from Weymouth? I think, does he owe me money?
That was a double
or nothing bet yesterday, right?
Yeah, you're getting a 5-gallon Home Depot bucket full of nickels.
Maybe we'll talk to him in a moment. Coming up at 7, Did the worst dating app hookup ever in the history of dating apps happen here in Boston? We will discuss what happened to a dude at the Hyatt Regency this week. It was not good, Wiggy. It was not good what happened over there. Here is John in the truck. Hello, John.
Hey, Greg and Danielle and everybody else. Hey, Wiggy.
Hey, what up?
What's up? Just some quick information about shingles. You have to have had the chicken pox to contract shingles.
You do?
And you're, yeah.
Okay.
And you were right that it lays dormant.
Okay.
For instance, I contracted shingles 60 years after I had the chickenpox.
Wow.
Really?
And Greg, you should definitely get it, and even somebody Wiggy's age should get the vaccine.
Really?
I just had shingles.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did, about 2 months ago.
He's thinking of S on a shingle that he had when we did the frozen food entree
test. My doctor said it was... You
would have known if you had shingles. It's extremely painful.
Yeah, it was. It was extremely painful.
And did you come in here with the shingles? Because if Dale finds out, you're gone.
Yeah, it was on...
Never mind, 3 mornings a week.
Like, my arm was killing me. And I didn't know what it was.
I don't think somebody of your age... How old are you?
45.
45 and you got the shingles?
Yeah, I guess some people can get them. At least that's what the doctor said.
I got shingles yesterday after watching the Bruins for four periods.
I mean, I really could send the picture of like my arm and then
that wasn't your arm.
Send the picture where? To WebMD or something?
No, to my doctor because I couldn't go see him. So
why?
Why
can't you go see him?
Because this was like in March.
Oh, during quarantine. What? Yeah. What? You didn't tell us that you had the shingles in March.
Look who's panicking now.
I would have liked to have known.
Is the
shingles contagious?
Did you get it from pasta?
I was in the north end of Brighton.
Wiggy texted his doctor and said, please don't make a HIPAA violation.
Yeah. It was just like, I don't know, it was like a little red rash and my arm was killing me. I was like, what the hell? My back was killing me.
All right. Interesting.
Doctor goes, I think you got shingles. Take this.
You're suspect.
I took the, what's it called? I took the, whatever they give you.
Shingles out.
No. They give you the
you'll come up with it eventually. Yeah, let us know. Call come us on, back Dale, when you figure out the word.
You know what they give you to kill everything?
What, a cream?
Would they give you an antibiotic?
Yeah, you go.
They give you an antibiotic for a virus.
Yes.
You sure it wasn't just chafing from overuse during quarantine?
It was like on my, like right on the inside of my arm.
You used Wiggy Sport.
Between my bicep and forearm, so. I don't use that pot.
Right.
Chafing.
Uh-huh. Here is Scott from Weymouth. Scott?
Why?
Hi, Greg. As usual, a few points to make, but I will, I assume, a minute here. Yes, you are right. I owe you $160 now.
$160. $160.
Yes.
Wow.
Payable in Trulies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I paid you $30 at Ernie's, which I will do again. $160.
Yeah.
Bruins, by the way, should have won that game 5-1. But here we go. Let's move on because I know I am out of time. Danielle, what's up?
Hi, buddy. How you doing this morning?
How you doing?
You on the way up or you coming
morning?
Down?
Your coffee?
It's good.
Danielle, how was your coffee?
Coffee's random great. Question. Drinking a mocha this morning, Scott. What's going on?
Here we go. Wiggy, what's up?
What up, man?
I love Wiggy because he says he doesn't mind my calls.
I
Wiggy,
don't mind
everyone
your call.
Hates me.
Scott,
you're
listen.
The only one that likes me.
Curtis
is an idiot. Ken's a liberal, but I respect him. Curtis is a moron. But all right, here we go. The Bruins are winning the Stanley Cup, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. They know when to put the foot on the gas.
Yeah.
Now, I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Coyle. Don't mind my bias, Weymouth kid. He brings the cup to this bar called The Next Page in Weymouth, and he's going to bring the Stanley Cup to the bar. Someone's listening out there in Weymouth. It's called The Next Page. Oh, someone's calling me on the other line. Hold on. Don't stop. I'll ignore them, Greg.
Hold on. You can go get that call.
You want to have a three-way? Let's have a three-way. Ready?
I think it's a little bit more than a three-way.
Are you on one of those?
Listen to me right now. Greg, you have my word. I owe you $160.
Yeah.
Now, you listen right now. Greg, you, Wiggy, Curtis, Ken, Danielle.
Yeah.
Call any bookie you know. I would never... You listen. Go to Twin River and put this in tonight.
Yeah.
The Bruins tonight is the freest money ever. They're minus -135. So you got to risk -135 to make 100, -270 to make 2, or if you have money, like Greg, you're a millionaire. So if you put – Greg, do you have $1 million?
No.
Not in cash. Right.
You got $100,000, though.
No,
so basically, lay 135 to 100. The Bruins – Look at this idiot calling me. I just told him. I said, tune in on EEI. I'm on. See how dumb my friends are?
Maybe Scott's a bookie.
Right. Scott, we got
it.
Scott, thank
Wiggy.
You.
Hey,
Scott.
You know what? Wiggy Scott. Only hears. Wiggy, you Scott. With me?
I'm Scott. With you.
Listen, Wiggy, yeah. Go put lay 1,350 tonight on the Bruins to make 1,000.
Okay.
Free money.
All right. Easy money. There you go.
All right.
You heard it here first.
All right. Is the show done? I'm tired.
I'll call my bookie.
He does owe me $160, though. I'm just going to keep that floating out there.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's house money.
As long as he owes you, you'll never go broke.
What?
Right. I always got that to fall back on.
Always.
Jake right? DeBrusk's fault. He had like 8 chances to make it 5-1. God.
That he did. That he
yeah,
did.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, and you called Wiggy out,
mm-hmm.
rightly so, during your lead, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
They did not care one iota about the round robin.
And I was...
Zero.
I thought it was going to affect them, but I was completely wrong about that.
I mean, instant different team that appeared yesterday.
Flip the switch.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now that means, just like Scott said, they better win the Stanley Cup. Because if they don't, don't we go, wait a second, you are the best team in hockey. You didn't have to do anything in the round robin. You flipped the switch and you weren't able to win a Stanley Cup?
Yeah. No, they do. They do have to win. That's the expectation anyway. I mean, you get to game 7
mm-hmm.
at home
yep.
the previous season.
Yep.
And then in a interrupted season, you end up first overall. The expectation is you win the cup.
That is
of
it.
Of course it is.
And you're healthy. No excuses there.
No. Nope.
But were you suggesting earlier that Cassidy ought to start Halak
yeah,
tonight?
Yeah, I would go Yarrow tonight.
Yep. You would?
That's a
they,
bad
they
move.
Pay him a good bit of money to be a solid backup. They can handle this series.
He has playoff experience.
He's got experience.
He's got 30 games playoff experience where Tuukka's got, what, 90? Why would you take your best player out of net, and which is Tuukka Rask, the goalie you should be riding, who proved that he can get you to a Stanley Cup and get you one game away, and he's a... He can win you one. Well, he hasn't done it yet.
But
why would
again,
you do that?
Well, the reason why you would do it is, A, you're talking about guys who just came back 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
right, theoretically. You're pretty confident that you're going to win this series.
Yep.
So maybe what Ken is saying is you rest them for a night.
You said it yourself, Wiggy. It's about winning the cup. It's big picture. Don't
yeah,
get
but you
caught
don't want losing with, honestly, I don't know anything about hockey, but Rask is not spectacular. He's not this unbelievable goalie. He let up 3 goals yesterday against a brutal Carolina
yeah,
team.
Yeah, but you don't want to put somebody in net that's not better than Tuukka Rask. Why would you risk losing a game? Why would you even risk that in making the series 1-1? Now completely flips the series and it completely changes things versus keeping Tuukka in nets. And if you can go up 2-1, you can really take the wind out of Carolina's sail. Why would you even risk it? Why not sit down Bergeron?
What's the risk in playing Halak?
All right, so then sit Bergeron. He's got to play back-to-back.
I think there's a much bigger difference between Bergeron and his replacement.
Are you
than
worried about the risk when it comes to a hot goaltender and you ride Tuukka the whole way?
Yeah, that's what you do. You won a cup because of a hot goaltender. You won the cup because of what Tim Thomas did in that playoff series, and that's what you do. You ride a hot goalie. You don't just sit a guy.
And
I mean,
most of the last 5 or 6 years, the teams that have won the Cup have had goaltending tandems that have won it.
Not in the playoffs.
In the playoffs. Capitals had that. Penguins had that.
Not in the playoffs.
You need a good backup. I mean, Carolina.
Did St. Louis, did they?
Nah, they mostly wrote Binnington. That
right.
That was an exception last year.
No, that's usually the norm, Ken.
But not in the last 5 years or so.
That
had been the norm. But really, you got to ask Tuukka. He's getting older. He probably, what, Greg?
When
a year
the
or two
Capitals
left,
won the Cup, yeah, they wrote.
Well, he was, I mean, remember he was talking about maybe this being his last year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's had plenty of rest. He's had 5 months.
So don't grind him into a nub in the first series.
Okay. Well, then Bergeron's getting up there in age. Why not rest him?
And that's different.
He exerts a lot more energy than Tuukka Rask does.
Well, we can ask Pierre McGuire about it at 9. And we can also ask Pierre if Doc has had shingles. So we will get to all of that. But the dumbest of the day is coming up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are and live with all your faults. Wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all, so I don't smile.
This is Harry from Quincy. What's up, Harry?
Good morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Danielle.
Hey,
Greg. I was thinking of you watching the Bruins and thinking of Wiggy. Enough of Wiggy and hockey.
I know.
Please, when he brought up the Bergeron comparison, I almost fell off the ladder listening to that.
Comparison of what?
You know, Wiggy, I love the guy. He's great, but you know what? I agree with Curtis. Start Reggie Lemelin then. You know, for crying out loud.
It's like amen, Harry.
You know, you watch the games, the three round robin. We weren't in the Olympics. We didn't get knocked out of nothing.
Oh, so do you agree?
Hang up and listen to you, Greg. Greg, don't worry tonight, okay? And
no,
Wiggy, you and Lou, stick to your sports. No. Lou's having a great time.
Let me give you a little insight. Let me give you a little insight, Harry. Since 2011, go back and look at the goalies and think of and look how the goalies played since 2011. Since the last time the Bruins won a Stanley Cup, Corey Crawford with Chicago Blackhawks played that whole series. We already know about Tim Thomas, Jonathan Quick. You want to do some Ken, your boy with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Pittsburgh Penguins.
Roethlisberger
Penguins.
Is filthy in the
in 2016. What Matt Murray played the. Played all that series. They switched them.
It was Fleury and Murray.
That was 2017, their Stanley Cup run. That's when they flipped them. But the 2015 Stanley Cup, they played, you ride the hot goalie.
I am so lost.
Well, no, he's just saying that you ride the hot goalie.
You ride the hot goalie. You don't.
There's no reason for Halak.
There's no reason for Halak.
Normally, I would agree, but it's an odd year, Greg. You would admit they're just trying to get back up to speed. And Tuca's. Yeah. What did Tuca do for 3 months? He was golfing at Woodland with Curtis. I mean, he's like, he's old. I mean, ease him in here.
Underrated chicken tenders.
Yeah, but why don't you feel that same way about your older, you know, players? Like, you don't feel that way about Bergeron. You don't feel that way about Chara. You don't feel that way about Krejci. You're not like, ease him in.
You could ease minutes on those guys. I could see that. You could,
Chara played 26.
He played 22 minutes, I think, last night.
No, he played like 25 minutes. Go back and look at it, Ken. He didn't play
last night?
Go back and look at it,
played
Ken.
Like
20, do your homework.
Played like 25 minutes.
No, I think it was 20. It was less than 22, but
no,
I'll
it
check.
Wasn't. Go what
was,
check.
What was Harry referring to when it comes to Bergeron? Did you say something?
I don't
about-
know. Because maybe I said that, you know, why would you not rest in Bergeron? So why would you rest Tuukka Rask?
Wasn't one of
it's
Wiggy's.
Bergeron! It's Patrice.
Right.
Yes. It was not one of Wiggy's best analogies.
Save
what
that
was
drop.
His best analogy?
But it makes perfect sense. Long, who plays more, a forward or a goalie? I mean, who exerts more energy? A forward does, especially a center like Patrice Bergeron.
A goaltender has the when it comes to the pads, the goaltender sweats more. I mean,
doesn't exert more energy unless you were the goalie from Columbus the other night and you stopped 85 shots.
Yeah, which was a record, by the way.
You ever seen Greg in goalie equipment?
Chara played 25 minutes for Chara. You're right.
There's no puck that can get past that.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Hello, Maria.
Hey, good morning. How's everyone today?
Hi, Maria.
What's happening, Maria?
Hi, Danielle. Well, Greg, the world may be forgiving you a little bit after your Pasternak debacle.
Right, right.
Yeah, so maybe you're off the hook a little bit on that one.
Yeah.
But I'm calling because I do want to agree with Wiggy when it comes to Tuukka Rask. And, you know, all kidding aside, this playoff year, I think is crucial for Tuukka Rask, because if he's ever going to shake the monkey of you can't win with Tuukka off his back, it's now or never. So, you know, and again, hockey is a game of momentum. If Tuukka is on a roll, I don't think you have any choice but to leave him in the net, you know, and the haters, it didn't take them more than 5 minutes to come out from their bunkers yesterday and just start dumping all over Tuukka, which I don't understand, because, you know, there's always five other guys in front of you to help out.
There are people saying that was not a great performance by him yesterday. I mean, what do they have, like 30 blocked shots, including Pasta, by the way, which I mean, that's playoff hockey. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is why I said that I think these guys are going to be able to flip the switch, and they absolutely were. I mean, it was a completely different team.
I didn't see that one coming.
The energy level was different team. Yeah. Completely different team. All right, Maria. All right, you say Tuukka.
I'm not on that Tuukka wagon, though. I mean, I don't think people should be on that Tuukka wagon anymore about you can't win a cup with him. I think he's proven that last year that if you can win a cup with Tuukka Rask. I think he's proven that, and I think this is a year. Maria is exactly right. This is it. It's when? Do you think they're going to be this good next year?
Well, I mean, this is the argument. Was it Lou that was saying on the show, was that Tuesday or was it last week, that this is the last year that you're going to have this core group of veteran guys together? Which I don't know if that's really true or not. But
well, Krug, I think, will be gone. But yeah, Jack Krug Edwards told you guys yesterday, Wiggy, he likes Stanika. He would actually have him pop up over Richie. So they've got some good young talent. He thinks he was the best guy in the
round. But this is your core, though, right? When you think of this core, you think of Bergeron, Krejcik, right? All those guys you think of, and they're all getting older. Bergeron's getting older. Krejci's getting over. You know, Chara probably should have been put out to pasture 4 years ago, but hey, he's still holding on because he's Chara. And obviously Tuukka Rask is getting older. You look at this team, can they be the number one team in hockey next year again?
Well, I think if Tuukka, I would guess that if they win it, that Tuukka might be done because he was already talking.
Mm-hmm.
Was that during pandemic or right before pandemic?
Right before.
He was talking about this being his last year. So you might be right with when it comes to some of these guys.
Well, Chara, I think, would definitely retire, don't you think?
I would
43,
think so.
If they got a cup?
I would absolutely think so.
Well,
yeah.
They should force him to retire. And saying, like, listen, you know, hey, Zdeno, you can retire here or you can go play elsewhere.
I finally figured it out. Wiggy to Chara is the same as Kellerman to Brady.
No.
That's true.
No. Yeah, Chara fell off the cliff a long time ago. I mean, the reason why I think people love Chara around here is because of what he represents.
Yeah.
It's not about what he does on the ice anymore. He hasn't been able to do that for a long time.
He's like the Tom Brady of hockey.
No.
When it comes to his age.
No, he's not. Stop it. Chara hasn't been good in, 4 or 5 years? Brady was winning it.
4 or 5 years?
MVP 2 years ago. Yes.
I'm the biggest Brady honk in the world, but it's much more of a physical accomplishment to be playing hockey at 43 than quarterback.
Nailed it, Curtis.
Yeah, but we're not talking about their physical accomplishment. We're talking about whether or not they're still amongst the best at their sport at that age. Tom Brady is still amongst the best at his sport at his age versus
Chara. You're ignorant if you don't think it is harder to be playing in the NHL at 43 years old.
But you keep saying harder. I'm not talking about the physical play. I'm talking about his performance.
25 minutes yesterday.
Well, and that's Cassidy's fault. He should only be playing about 17 minutes.
Well, it was a double overtime game.
Well, yeah, that's true. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
That. But normally, he should be a guy. Normally, he's playing 20, 22 minutes when he should be playing 14 minutes a game. Give them all the PK you want.
I mean, would you say that were two of those goals soft yesterday?
Probably.
The first goal was legit. The first goal they scored with like three drop passes, that was legit. I mean, there's nothing you could do.
That wasn't on Tuukka. That was on all five guys were in the zone.
That was legit.
That was on them. That wasn't on him.
Yeah, that was.
But maybe two soft goals. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. We are behind, which means that we will get to the dumbest of the day coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.